What kind of update are they giving you on Richard?
They really haven't given us any information. The doctors are trying to keep it as, and his family are trying to keep it as close to them as personal as much as possible. The only thing I have heard is what Wayne has said. He's stable but still critical condition, and you know we're definitely praying for him and have all our thoughts and everything for him and his family.
Could you characterize him as a guy and as a player for us?
He is smart, tough, big, physical, fun-loving guy. He's just one of those guys that everybody in the locker room definitely loves. He has a great personality, and you know, this is something that is definitely troubling everybody in the locker room.
How does that take away from your preparation? Because I mean, a distraction like that has got to be a burden.
Yeah, well, you know, we don't want his life and his the way he plays football. We know that he would want us to go out and, you know, try to kick some butt. So we don't want to let any of this happen in vain. We want to make sure that, you know, we're preparing and motivated even more now, you know, to go out and play well for him.
How tough is it as a quarterback? How tough is it to learn patience and not force balls? And when does that kind of click in for you?
Well, you know what? To be honest with you, I can tell you when I really, really figured it out was last year when I was actually injured. And I was having to, you know, watch from my bed pretty much and watching the game on TV. Seeing how when we were having to run the ball a little more than normally, we were still in a lot of games. And defensively, they were doing a great job of, you know, keeping people out of the end zone. And it showed me there that if I can just, you know, be patient, check the ball down when I have to, because those two guys, I mean, Fred and Maurice are, you know, tremendous athletes. And, you know, anytime they have the ball in their hands, you never know what can happen. But if I can just, you know, make sure that I keep the ball in our hands, nobody else's hands, and punting the ball is okay, because, like I said, our defense does a great job of holding people to pretty low scoring numbers. And if I can do that, then there's so many different ways that we can score points, you know, whether it be special teams or handing the ball off. You know, it's not always throwing a ball 30, 40 yards on the field or trying to fit it into double coverage. Those plays, really, when you lose the turnover battle, I mean, it's so hard to win that way. So for me, it showed me that, you know, if I can just be patient, you got to be patient enough to where the defense makes a mistake.
How
to make a mistake eventually, you have to make sure that you're there to capitalize on it. And a lot of times that's just being methodical with the ball, checking it down, throwing it away if you have to, or if it is me scrambling up the field and you know, keeping the chains moving. I think that really showed me that time last year what we can really do if the quarterback really isn't losing the game for us.
Is that a tough, not you in particular, but is that tough for young quarterbacks to go through, wanting to make a play? But
It is, especially for young quarterbacks that, you know, still are trying to figure their way through the system. They're already late and behind on a play when they don't have complete control of their system. If you're thinking about where your guys are lining up and, oh, my guy should be here, you should be focusing more on whatever the defense is doing and just reacting to it, knowing where your guys are going to be. A lot of times for younger quarterbacks, they're having to think about their plays and the defense, and so that just makes them, you know, a second or two late. And a lot of times they're going to the right places, but, you know, they're late, so their balls are usually getting picked off, or, you know, they're not getting completions like they should be.
You know, your development was a kind of a untraditional trajectory, but as you watch guys around the league, third year for a guy that's a high draft pick and a starter right away, a crucial year to kind of show you're getting it?
It is. You know, they usually say it takes about 3 years to get a system, and I think that is definitely a good time for a quarterback to have a pretty good grasp, because you've been through, if you're a high draft pick, you've been through a number of games. You've actually been able to learn that, okay, you know what, this happened to me, you know, last year or the year before that. I know now that I have to get this ball off faster, or if I see this particular tendency, then I have to go to, you know, receiver number two or three. I know that I can just get to him right away and just use my eyes to, you know, maybe get guys open. You know, that happens a lot of times, and I think a lot of preparation, watching film, And, you know, a good system really will help you mature faster as a quarterback.
How much does a change in coordinator affect a young quarterback's development? Does it set you back or?
Well, if you have to change to a completely new system, it does set you back a little bit, just because you finally got used to one system, but now you got to go through another one. And that does hurt you a little bit. If you're a guy who can learn pretty quickly, I think you will, you know, you'll be okay, because you usually have the off season to go through and pick up a lot of the things. But hopefully the new system that comes in, that the coach will understand that and try to not change too much verbiage. That's usually what, you know, is the problem, because routes are routes, and, you know, plays are normally the same kind of plays. It's normally the new coordinator's verbiage, the way he calls things, the way they sound. If you change up all the words, then it's going to make it extremely hard for you, because you got comfortable in an old system, old words, and now they're all totally new. It's like trying to learn a different language.
Can your offense work if you can't run it, you think? Or is it vital that you run it?
Well, I definitely think we are an offense that we love to be able to have our run game going. But we've shown, you know, that when it's not operating, or the defense is doing a great job of stopping it, that we can still put the ball in the air. But, you know, it hasn't happened too many times where we weren't able to run the ball. So that's something that we're not too used to.
David, tell me, when you were injured and you were watching the game, that wasn't the first time you've been on the sideline for one reason or another. Why do you think it clicked at that point?
Well, I think because I was actually playing before that. You know what I'm saying? I usually have to come in off of no knowledge of how the, you know, game is going and the speed of the game and everything. I think what we were doing before it was, you know, I was, you know, in the game, so I was actually, you know, kind of learning as I was going. But when I got injured, I got a chance to sit back and still listen to the same play, still kind of figure out where my reads are, but just see that, you know, if the quarterback is not losing the game, then we still have a great shot with the kind of team that we have.
David, in baseball, a hitter knows what pitchers he hits well and what pitchers he struggles with. As a quarterback, do you know what defenses that you fit well against and what defenses you're going to struggle with?
Well, I do feel like if you have a history with certain teams and you know that you normally play well with against them, or a certain coordinator, the way that, you know, your system gears up towards that defense. I don't think it's necessarily the quarterback. I think it's the system that the quarterback's running. If he's comfortable with that system going up against a team that he pretty much knows, that he's used to, he knows, you know, their looks and tendencies, then that's just going to allow him to play faster. I think that's more what it is when you're familiar with the defense. I think sometimes when you face defenses that, you know, are totally new to you, or you've never faced them before, then I think it makes it a little bit harder. But as long as you rely on your basics, you can you can usually have success.
Do you think that explains why you've had so much success against the Titans over the years, just that familiarity?
Well, yeah, I think when you play a team, you know, twice a year, each year, and it seemed for a while there, when I wasn't the starter, that I was still getting a chance to play against the Titans. You know, whether it was somebody got injured weeks before, or they got injured in that game, or I, you know, took over the job at that particular time, just always seemed like I was playing the Titans. And I think any success I've had is just, you know, I think it's just preparation and knowing how many times we play you guys, and knowing different tendencies, because you know, defenses are going to run what they run. You know, they're not going to come up with, you know, brand new schemes, even though they will throw in a few. But they're going to, you know, if you try to scheme too much and make up too many new things, then you're defensively, you play behind, because it's not something you're comfortable with. But if you run at things that you're comfortable with, then guys usually play a little faster and they usually make a little bit more plays. But once again, that allows us to know when we see this, hey, this is what's coming.
Jerry Porter, you think a go on Sunday?
I'm not sure. You know, that's him, up to him, coach and the training staff. He has been running around, but I'm not sure whether or not he's going to be going to Sunday.
Khalif Barnes Jack has talked about having kind of a tough preseason. What's going on with him? You think, and you confident that he'll get it together?
I am. Khalif is one of those guys out there I know that definitely has my back, and he's definitely doing everything possible to make sure that, you know, he keeps guys off me. So I'm banking on him having everything under control, and I think also I can help him. You know, I think there's been times in the preseason where I've slid too much his way and made the block tougher for him. So one thing in protecting the quarterback is the quarterback protecting the quarterback too. So I plan on being better in my drop and my reads and getting the ball out quicker.
When the Jags came here last year, I think that was a game you missed, but it was also a game that Haynesworth sat out. How do you prepare for Haynesworth? Do you look at some of the games last year where he was maybe at top form, and how do you, is he, how much of a key to that line is he?
Well, he's definitely a big key to the line. I mean, he's one of the top best tackles, you know, in the league, if not the best. So he's definitely one of those guys that you definitely have to, you know, keep your eye out for. You have to definitely, you know, do things to help protect yourself from him. So, you know, he's not somebody that we're looking over at all. And I don't think any team out there would ever look over him. So he is definitely what Coach likes to call a game wrecker. And we're going to make sure that, you know, we keep our eyes on him.
What was the lesson last year out of the opener? You guys were pretty confident about the heat and all that going into the game, and it seemed like they kind of surprised you.
Well, yeah, that definitely happened. That game was just, it really was a crazy game. We lost Josh Scobie in the beginning of the game, and we caused a turnover down in our own end zone against ourselves with Maurice and Mercedes. You know, so there were a lot of things that just seemed like, you know what, this game does not seem like we're going to win it. Even though we did play pretty decent, we still need to make sure that we come out and execute. And I think we just missed on too many little things, and it was definitely the outcome for the game.
I know you won't face him directly, but as one East Carolina guy to another, what's your impressions of Chris Johnson?
You know what? That kid is amazing. I got to see him play a lot in college. I actually got to go to one of the games and saw him play. I thought he was special then. You don't normally see too many guys out of East Carolina being drafted in the first round, but he is definitely definitely showing his worth, and, you know, he's another one of those guys that's a game wrecker, and to be a game wrecker as a rookie is pretty pretty impressive. And I've never even really met him, but, you know, before the game, I'll make sure I go up to him, talk a little Pirate football with him, and, you know, and congratulate him on the way he's been playing and being selected in the first round. So it'll be my first time really getting to meet him, but I know he's a good kid and a great football player.
How do you hope to get past some of the setbacks at receiver so right now, heading into the opener?
Well, I mean, honestly, we've got the same guys as last year with an addition of Troy Williamson, so I don't think it is a setback. I think we are, you know, pretty much where we were last year. And then when we do, whenever we do get Jerry back, then it's, you know, definitely going to step up another level. But, you know, I'm very happy with our receiving core, and I think the guys that we did have last year are actually playing better. You know, like Matt Jones is definitely turned into a go-to guy, a guy that, you know, is what everybody thought he could be. So, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, we're going to try to get the ball to and allow him to make plays. You know, he's a big receiver, and, you know, there's not too many 6'4" DBs out there, so you know, getting the ball up and tall to him is definitely something we got to do.
Are there pros and cons to not having a number one guy at receiver?
Well, I don't think so. I've played football for a long time now, and besides Jimmy Smith, the few times that I got to play with him, I've never really had a go-to guy, and that's including college. So, you know, I'm just used to throwing to the open guy, you know, because if you're open and the ball hits you in the hands, I'm expecting you to catch it. Everybody's expecting you to catch it. And so that's just the way that I play football. I don't like to lock in on one guy. Then it makes it easier for the defense. They take him away, now you have nobody to go to. So I'm happy with spreading the ball around.
It happens sometimes. What do you do when a guy drops that ball?
You move on to the next play. Because I'm sure I'm going to throw a few incompletions or a few balls that should be a little bit better. So you move on to the next play. You know, I'm definitely going to try to be more vocal this year. Not vocal meaning chewing guys out and yelling at guys, but just being more vocal and telling guys, hey, let's you know, let's move on, let's get to the next play, because I'm coming back to you. You know, that's the thing that I like to do. I like to continue to build confidence in a guy, not tear him down and make them worse, you know, in a game. Because, you know, if your quarterback is, you know, getting on you and, you know, kind of talking bad to you, then, you know, I feel like guys will go into the tank. So I don't like to do that. I like to build guys up.
Can you talk about a few of those guys? You know, Northcutt's playing really well, you know, yeah. Being a veteran. Williamson coming in trying to resurrect his career.
Yeah. You know, Williamson is a fast guy, and he can make a lot of plays. So he's one of those guys we definitely want to get the ball into his hands and let him use that speed. Like you said, Dennis is a veteran guy who is just continuing to be solid. He's the quarterback of the wide receiver group. He really is. He makes a lot of great decisions and gets guys, you know, in the right position. And you know, it just helps them with little tips. You know, when we're on the sideline, he really works with them, and he helps me do a great job of working with them, too. So a guy like Mike Walker, who's a new guy, but he's been here for a couple of years now, and he looks good as well. We just have to make sure we continue to help these guys come along. We have some good weapons, and hopefully we can have everybody on the receiving corps break out this year.